All 21.9 with Fook and Lindsay. Cultural appropriation is a thing. Something racing around the internet is a blog written by a woman who says, "My five-year-old, who I successfully shielded from Disney princesses until recently, finally figured out that Let It Go was from the movie Frozen. So my daughter promptly demanded to see it, along with Moana, and that inspired a Moana-themed birthday party."
Mm-hmm.
"And then she declared she wanted to be Elsa from Frozen this Halloween. I had some reservations regarding both costume choices about cultural appropriation and the power privilege carried by whiteness, and about whiteness and standards of beauty. And so our conversations begin."
Okay.
So basically, Disney can, in cartoon form, at very least, make a animated film about a Pacific Island princess.
Uh-huh.
And that not be cultural appropriation, but if you, as a white girl, go as it for Halloween, you are culturally appropriating. We mostly talk about this in terms of chicks who go to Coachella.
Right.
Wearing dream catchers, uh-huh. Native American dream catchers, and bindis,
yes.
Eastern Indian forehead adornment. As in, hey, basic bitch, you can't accessorize with deep stuff from my culture.
Right.
You know that, right?
Right, right, right.
You don't see me wearing juicy couture on the reservation, do you?
Oh my gosh, that would be... Did you hear really?
It is the height of white culture.
Yeah, it is.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, juicy couture, yeah.
So what to do here? What to do for Halloween? I famously, 10 years ago, went as Gandhi.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Yeah, as a shaved head,
uh-huh.
Which I have, uh-huh. And I put on like a pair of like, you know, John Lennon glasses with the thing poked out,
right.
And I had like a little mustache, and wore a robe and went as Gandhi. I didn't paint up or anything.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do Indian paint on my body.
Okay.
But I went as as someone from history.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that cultural appropriation?
I don't think so, but I would say, I mean, if you're looking at it with the facts of it, I guess it would be.
What is it? Because you kind of, how else can you do that costume without
right.
doing who they are? For instance, if you want to be Snoop Dogg,
mm-hmm.
For Halloween, yes, we know blackface is out, but do you culturally appropriate some of the rap gear from the 1990s?
I mean, you have to play the part of the character, right?
Fat gold chain and cornrows. Cornrows are considered cultural appropriation when white mm-hmm. people wear it,
mm-hmm.
when white people do them. Now, Beyonce is a popular... Pregnant Beyonce?
Yes, that's one of the most popular pop culture reference Halloween costumes.
Now, Beyonce culturally appropriated in the pregnancy announcement
uh-huh.
with that Eastern Indian theme to it.
Okay, yeah, well then...
Well, now, if you are Beyonce, are you then second-handedly culturally appropriating? You
oh
see, it gets very, very
yes,
complex.
Yes, it does, it does.
Let's listen to the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist of Salt Lake who, let's face it, is culturally appropriating from women. Because he wears their clothing.
Yes, he does. They're fishnets. I get it.
You know, I may have a solution to this.
Huh.
All right, let's listen to him first.
Okay.
Halloween is coming up, and non-offensive costumes are the hot look this year. Here are a few pointers to keep your virtue signaling bright this Halloween. Zombies, get a DNA test first. You need to know where your zombie persona can be ethically sourced from. For instance, there's nothing more tacky than someone of Spanish European descent dressing up as a Colombian era Central American zombie. So insensitive! What you're looking for here is a locally sourced, non-GMO, free-range, fair-trade, certified organic, diversity-trained, sexually ambiguous zombie look. Hey nerds, lay off the Star Wars costumes. You appropriate Imperial Sith Lord culture with that Darth Vader outfit. Jedi culture is safe. Nobody wants to dress up like them. Everyone knows that evil will always win because good is dumb. See, there I go appropriating Spaceball culture. You can never be too careful. Never mind the Mexicans appropriated their Day of the Dead celebration from the Catholic Church. Stay in the good graces of the Thought Police by avoiding sugar skull makeup, unless you have a dead grandparent who couldn't get a green card. Sorry, ladies, being a sexy nurse is appropriating healthcare culture and attractiveness culture. And fellas, enough of the superhero costumes. This one offends me the most. I'm tired of you disrespecting the culture of benevolent freedom fighters with multiple identities who stoically wrestle with the moral dilemmas incurred while trying to protect society from evil. Some of us fight evil while wearing tights the other 364 days a year. Please. And what am I going as this Halloween? A snowflake. Until next time, I'm Paul DeWayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist.
I love the snowflake idea.
Clever boy, that Paul DeWayne. PaulDeWayne.net to see him with his Howie Long haircut and fishnets.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of the example of cowboy.
Okay.
I think some of the problem that we in America have is that if you just sort of consider yourself an American,
mm-hmm.
We're a relatively new country with a relatively new cultural history. You know, what do we really call our own here? I think the Wild West is something that we call our own.
Yeah.
Something that was created here. So if somebody in Russia
mm-hmm.
wants to be a cowboy
mm-hmm.
for Halloween over there, I'd be cowboy.
Uh-huh.
Bing, bang, shoot, you're dead.
Put him up.
Are they culturally appropriating from us, and is that okay? Are we okay with that? Like, totally.
I'm okay with it, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe we could go into the wildlands of West Texas to find some thin-skinned cowboy who was truly upset about
uh-huh.
it. But and look, I know that there are cowboys in South America, but whatever.
We're talking our cowboys.
We're talking our cowboys. Right. So is that a problem for me? It is not. So I'm not sure what the problem with going as a Russian babushka dancer
uh-huh.
Would be as well. I think the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist would.